With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
All right, folks, welcome back to another Brain Fog Detox. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super crucial for anyone who wants a happier, more focused mind: setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, saying yes when you really want to say no? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and your brain feels like it's running on fumes? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But guess what? We have the power to change that. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or difficult. It's about protecting your energy, time, and mental well-being. It's about creating space for the things that truly matter and saying no to the stuff that drains you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? Your mind deserves the same level of respect. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries sound intimidating, but they don't have to be. It's all about finding what works for you. And trust me, once you start putting those boundaries in place, you'll feel lighter, more focused, and ready to take on the world with a clear mind. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, identify your priorities. What truly matters to you? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having some quiet time for yourself? Once you know what's important, it becomes easier to say no to the distractions that pull you away. Think of those priorities like your personal VIP list. They get first dibs on your time and energy. Second, communicate clearly and respectfully. This doesn't mean being aggressive or shutting people out. It's about expressing your needs calmly and assertively. I appreciate the offer, but I have a commitment right now, or I need some quiet time to recharge. Each quote are simple yet powerful ways to set boundaries. Remember, you don't need to over-explain yourself. Third, practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're used to always putting others first. But remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you strong and self-aware. And honestly, the more you practice it, the easier it gets. You'll start to feel empowered, knowing you have the power to choose how you spend your time and energy. Fourth, set boundaries in all areas of your life. It's not just about work or social commitments. Think about your online interactions, your physical space, even your sleep schedule. Where are you feeling stretched thin? Where do you need more control? Once you identify those areas, you can start setting clear boundaries to protect your well-being. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a process, and it takes time and practice. There will be bumps along the way, but don't give up. Remember that you deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and in control of your own life. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a quick story. This happened just last week. I was at a coffee shop trying to focus on writing this episode, and I swear, every 5 minutes, someone would come up and strike up a conversation. Now, I love meeting new people, but in that moment, I needed quiet to get my thoughts together. So, what did I do? I politely explained that I was working on something important and needed some focused time. You know what? It worked. People respected my boundary, and I was able to finish my work without feeling overwhelmed. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you set boundaries for a happier mind. Remember, you're in control of your own energy and time. Don't be afraid to say no. Prioritize what matters most and create space for the things that truly bring you joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've been working on setting? Share your thoughts and experiences with me in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Brain Fog Detox Podcast so you never miss an episode filled with practical tips and strategies for a clearer, happier mind. Until next time, take care of yourselves and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.